Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're glad you're here with us tonight, and I know we've got calls waiting already, so real quickly, I'm going to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every Thursday. I'm going to thank LA Talk Radio for broadcasting us on multiple nights, on multiple channels. I'm going to thank all of you for being here with us live Thursday night. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Good. I want to work.
Sorry. Are you ready? All right. Let's do this thing. I'm going to tell our wonderful Ronan at our switchboard to let him roll. We're anxious to talk to everybody. Hi.
Thank you for answering. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. I called a few different times, but I had broken it off with this one man who we were dating for a long time, and then I found out he was married.
And oh my!
Yes. And then we broke up for a long time, and then he kept wanting to contact me, and I was sort of vulnerable during the fires and stuff, and he had, filed for divorce and moved out and started the similar, spiritual practice I was doing. So I was kind of impressed by all the work that he was doing. So I kind of let him back in somewhat, but not, intercourse or anything. But
all right.
Sort of dating and stuff like that. But I just didn't know how to deal with that or how to make it right in my mind. Because, I don't know, divorce would take a really long time, obviously, and I didn't know if there's a way to have a committed relationship in this situation or not.
Well, you're doing okay. You seem to be setting your boundaries, and you seem to be okay.
Hmm. I mean, is it okay to do other stuff, to be
other stuff?
Or is that not okay? Just making out and stuff, or should it be no physical contact?
My division is I consider everything affection other than intercourse, and that includes oral sex. So no blowjobs, no oral, anal, or vaginal, because that, this sounds weird, but I call that God's gift. That's when we make babies. That's when we show our virtue. More people die of misused intercourse than almost any disease. So I consider most everything affection except intercourse.
So is it okay to have affection if they're still married but going through divorce?
If you are comfortable, all I know is she knows, the wife, I mean, she knows that he's leaving.
And she knows because he filed for divorce and moved out.
Yes.
And
so with that in mind, somehow men do not, women love affection, but men love intercourse. So here we go.
So would it be like you don't have intercourse until the divorce is final and we make a committed relationship?
Yes, dear, and you have a commitment to monogamy, socially and sexually. Continuity, how often do we see each other, talk to each other? And last but not least, where are we going? Are we going towards mating, which is marriage without a government contract? Are we going towards marriage with a contract? Are we hooking up? What are we doing here?
He says he wants to, get married and move in together and that kind of thing.
But that's just fine. So he will demonstrate it by accepting you not having intercourse until he's free to do so.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously you can't really get engaged if they're married, right?
No, you can get engaged. It's because engagement has no legal foundation in anything.
Mm-hmm.
It used to, but it doesn't now. So you can get engaged while he's getting a divorce, except that he's still married.
Yeah. But do you mean like you could get engaged and, you know, be like monogamous and then have intercourse, or still don't have intercourse until actual divorce is final?
It depends on your moral code. If having him filing and going through the process is enough for your moral code, that's your business, you and God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I just felt like afraid that, you know, that he would just sort of have me, you know, make this divorce easier. And then when they get divorced, you know, then eventually they, you know, that he would just break it off with me and just want to be like free or something.
Like you're the rebound person.
Yeah, and I don't feel like the rebound exactly, because, you know, we were like together and stuff, and but, you know, it is sort of like a fear, you know, like once they get divorced, it's kind of hard to imagine getting married instantly. But actually, my ex-husband did that. He was with somebody and then he got married as soon as our divorce was final. So I guess it's possible.
So it's really, you know, it's between you and your God, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I'd much prefer that he be divorced, obviously.
All right. Yeah. Then why don't you follow your instinct?
Mm-hmm. I'll just wait for that.
Are you taking care of his sexual needs or your spiritual needs? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You torn between the two?
Yeah, because I want to feel good about what I'm doing. I mean, it'd be better if I just didn't see him maybe until he was divorced, maybe.
Well, if you're not going to see him, I mean, you can take it wherever you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to do it for you, not for him.
Yeah, I think I really struggle with that, because a few times I wanted to break up with him, and then I was like, I couldn't even say it. I couldn't even break up with him. And then I would just break up with him by text and then block his number because he'd always convinced me to go back with him. So I wasn't sure if it was like, yeah, because it's sort of,
women get what they want by knowing what they don't want.
Yeah, I don't want to be like anxious all the time thinking that maybe he's having affairs with other people.
Then how about you take care of yourself?
Mm-hmm. How would I do that, or what do you recommend?
By setting whatever spiritual standard you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's your body. Do what you know is right for you. Be a stoic.
Yeah. And I think, and I feel better too, like if I don't stay up late and stuff like that. And,
well,
you know, go to bed earlier.
Too often when women mother their men, starting with their sons of 10 years old, they need to be respected too. When women start mothering men, it ends up that he's getting a free wife, a free lay, do you see? And you're
mm-hmm.
getting cranky. And ultimately, your crankiness turns him off.
Yeah.
So do what you know is right for you. Do you want to recite it now? What's right for you?
I'm not sure. It's so hard to decide.
Well, then you're torn between loving him and loving yourself.
Yeah. I guess I would feel sad to, like, not see him for so long. Like if I didn't see him until he was bonded to him.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, even though we don't have intercourse, I still feel bonded to him.
So if it was right now and you had to give an answer, Do you want to have intercourse before he is divorced? Yes or no?
No.
Then don't do it.
Yeah. But it's okay to still see him.
I told you everything that fits other than intercourse, I call affection.
Oh, that's good. Because I think I can stick with that. Because I know the pain of having intercourse and, you know, not being totally committed. I met with you before and you were like, in my situation, or just based on my trauma and stuff, that I should really be engaged if I ever have intercourse again.
All right.
To feel more safe.
So do it.
So. I will.
Do what you know is right. There's a wonderful book about the diary of Marcus Aurelius as an emperor and a warrior. But he was a spiritual man and he kept a spiritual diary. And it has been edited by Forstater, and I like it. And it's about doing the right thing.
Sounds really good.
There's two ways to live. You can live satisfying lives doing the thing that's right for you. It may not be right for everybody. That's why I'm saying what's right for you. And gratifying. Satisfying is doing what's right. Gratifying is doing whatever feels good to the body.
Yeah, satisfying. Sounds
There's
good.
A wonderful book by Gabor Maté, and it says, when the body says no, bodies tend to say no when we don't do what we know is right.
Yeah, like I get so anxious all the time.
That's right.
Anxious.
Stress makes cortisol, and cortisol destroys T cells and everything else. So go do what you know is right.
Yeah, I was wondering, what about, like, if I did continued, like, duty dating, just that, you know, I could see you as one of the people, but I have to continue dating, like, just for my own sanity.
Do whatever you know is right, please, woman.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
I'm like, I don't know what's right, but I have to ask that, Ellen. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have
Thank
a really
you.
Fun Christmas.
Well.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You got to be an I to be a we to be an us. But if
exactly.
you're a zero, you float all over the place.
Indeed. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Ellen. Do you have a question?
Hi, I do. So I spoke with you last week because I had the guy who kept asking me to come over and nap with him because he worked in the evening.
Yes, I remember that. He had
so,
2 hours. You were incompatible time-wise.
Yeah. So I did go over and nap with him this weekend. And I think, well, I had a nice time with him. I think he had a nice time with me. And now I'm feeling a little confused.
About what?
Well, we haven't really talked as much since then. And also, so I went over his house on a Saturday, and earlier in the week, we had said that we would go out on a date on Sunday, but he never seemed to plan anything. So I was a little bothered by that. And, he called me on Sunday, but it was later in the day. And then I called him back and we played phone tag for a little bit. So, we haven't been texting. Normally we text all day, every day. And then on Tuesday, I posted a photo to Instagram and he quickly replied to my photo and he told me that he missed me. And I didn't.
What is your question? I'm hearing a big story.
Yes, it is a big story. Okay. So my question is, he told me that he missed me, but he still hasn't asked me out again. So I don't really know how to take it.
How about we're passive, patient, and vulnerable? He's the boss.
Oh, okay. So I just wait, and I still don't call him or reach out to him, right?
Are you in a committed relationship?
No.
Well, if you're not in, you're dating, and he's dating you, maybe The truth is he feels safer with you, and therefore he's less anxious about losing you. So it's becoming a more comfortable relationship for him anyway.
Okay, so I just hang tight until he suggests something.
Well, he works all night.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that you're receptive to him affectionately.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But you are starting to want more, better, and different. Remember, I don't support that unless you want to be the man, or spelled man,
okay.
Mom, M-O-M. Do
okay.
you want to be a man?
No, absolutely not.
Then why don't you keep on dating two other men beside him? You're not in a committed relationship. You just had
okay.
your first nap together.
That's right. The only thing that is throwing me a little bit off is when he texted me, he said, I guess you didn't have a good time with me. And so it made me concerned that he felt that I didn't like him, even though I think
did
I did.
Did you say,
everything.
What do you mean by that? Did you ask him to explain that?
I didn't.
I don't think you had a good time.
I had a great time
what?
With you. I said, no, I didn't ask him. I just reminded him that I had a great time with him and that I hope to see him again soon.
Okay. So he hunted for a stroke and he got one.
Okay. Okay. So I'm good.
Okay. I'm hearing that you're adjusting to his schedule and that The friendship is building, but it's not very romantic yet.
Yeah.
Even though you're napping once at least.
Yeah.
Let's see where it goes. You're not being immoral, unethical, or illegal.
Okay.
Let's see where he's taking you.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Then I had a follow-up question. Oh, can I ask my quick follow-up?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. So then I also told you that I had an ex that I wasn't over, and I was considering writing a hi-bye letter after a rumination period. And then just yesterday, he reached out to me to text. So is this safe to sort of think that at least, at the very minimum, he's thinking about me?
Yes. How long has it been since he contacted you?
Before that, it was 7 weeks.
Yeah, well, he's right on schedule, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So that's what I found. Maxwell Maltz's book, Psycho-Cybernetics, in the 60s, is where I first got a hold of that thought. About 8 weeks of rumination making decisions. And my goodness, it proves to be so true so often. We humans ruminate, think, feel. And then we make a move. So he's 7 weeks, he's right on schedule.
Yay. Okay, thank you, Dr.
That's why I ask women not to interfere with that program by chasing them, because what you're doing is you're taking away his responsibility to make a decision to come after you.
Mm-hmm.
Passive, patient, and vulnerable to his leadership if you want to be cherished. If you want to be respected, then you chase them all you want. But real men do not want to be mothered. Boys want to be mothered, but not men.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we've got another call up coming here. And
all right.
Here we go.
I'm so glad that girl called with the math.
Me too. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, I do. A man is dating me and...
Good. Although it's okay if the woman's dating a man. I want people to realize I don't mind if men act like women and women act like men, as long as they're comfortable.
Yeah, I was male before I learned your work, so I've been...
Who wanted you to be a boy, your mom or your dad or both?
Both.
They wanted you to do good to feel good.
Yes.
And you know that girls have to feel good to do good. Our bodies, our nervous systems are built for it.
Right.
Testosterone is a do good. Estrogen is a feel good.
Yes.
Okay. So what is your question?
A man is dating me. We are in a committed, exclusive relationship.
What's the problem?
He got divorced 2 years ago, and he has several children, little ones, like in elementary school. And I guess you would say he's wounded, a wounded man. So he keeps on going back and forth on things that he says. So one
about
of the things
what?
He
about
reasons,
being with you, about who divorced who?
His wife left him. He did not want the divorce.
He's in 1 foot out. Remember, if he's got kids with her, he may not want her as much as you, but he wants his kids any way he can get them.
Yeah, he has half custody, but I met him online, and on my profile, I was very clear that I wanted children because I've never been married and I don't have any kids. So we've been dating for 8 months now. And we've
Wow. Are you aiming towards marriage? Are you having sex, intercourse?
Yeah, so he asked me, he said he loves me and he wants to marry me, and we've been exclusive for only 2 months. So he
I
was not
it.
Exclusive. Yeah.
All right.
He was,
so you were just dating until 2 months ago.
Yeah, for 6 months. Yeah, and then
okay.
2 months
That's
ago.
That's just fine. You were building a friendship.
Yeah, but he recently said that he doesn't. Okay, so up to this point, he said he wants kids, but about 3 weeks ago, he's saying that he's not sure he wants kids. And
how many kids does he have now?
He has three, and I met him yesterday with the kids, and last night he said, today on a scale of 1 to 10, the kids were like a 1. Because they were really rowdy yesterday. So he's like, this is why I'm thinking I don't want any more kids.
All right.
And
so are you incompatible or would you help him with his kids?
Well, I told him that he's making his decision on being a single father with three children. Whereas if we got married, it would be him and I raising his
but see, you just said the magic phrase that you would be willing to mother those kids instead of have more kids.
Well, the original deal was I would mother his children if he gave me two more.
I got
and
oh,
he had
two
said
more?
Yes.
You want five kids?
I want two of my own because those three are his from the
But see,
marriage.
When you say those kids are his, you have just fired yourself as a companion mother for the kids. So if you don't want to help him with his kids, he's not compatible with you.
Oh, I love his kids. They're fabulous. I have no problem being a stepmother. I just want...
Yes, but the problem is...
Two of my own.
The cost of five kids.
He makes a lot of money.
Does he make a lot of money?
I made sure I picked a provider.
Good provider. So you're taking care of the financial. So if you mother them, that takes care of them at home. And if he has the money to pay for them, all five of them, right?
Yeah.
And that would be your boundary.
Yeah, so I told him, I'm not going to get married unless you give me two children like we had agreed.
Okay, all right.
And
you set the boundary.
Yeah, he said, I need to make my decision. So in the meantime, until I don't know when he's going to make his decision. He said he'll try to make it soon. But in the meantime.
No, honey, that's evasive. When you're dealing with somebody over serious issues and they're evasive and secretive and condescending and abrupt, they're not negotiating. They're intimidating or seducing you. So what you do is you say, I will stay with you until blah, blah date. What date are you going to leave him if he doesn't agree? Are you engaged now?
He wanted to be engaged, but I said not until he figures out the child issue.
Okay. So
he loves me, and he's already told me he wants to get married, but I don't unless I get my kid, my future.
I understand that. So what you're saying is, are you going to... Do you want him to get you pregnant before you're married?
No. I want to...
That would be while you're engaged.
It doesn't... No, I want the babies after.
You want to be what?
Oh, I want to get pregnant after a wedding.
Got it. I totally support you. But there are ways that people can compromise. I'm not going to marry you until we're engaged and you get me pregnant. Do you understand?
Oh.
I've had a couple
to
of
guarantee.
Couples.
To guarantee. Oh.
Yeah.
Because he
I'm
might change his mind
options.
After we get married.
What?
Okay. Are you thinking that he might backtrack after we get married, that he won't want children?
I've seen it happen in my office where people say yes and then after the wedding doesn't happen.
Oh my God. Okay.
So I'm just telling you there are ways to think about this. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So does that do you any good or not? When's the date that you're going to... How long are you going to wait for him? You've been with him 8 months, did you say?
I've dated him non-exclusively for 6 because I was waiting for him.
I got it.
Now we've been exclusive for 2.
Now you're exclusive for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So in 4 months, you will have known him a year. So
right.
That's December, January, February, March.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to set a date out there?
Yeah.
When
I
are you going to leave him?
I'm thinking right now, July 1st.
Okay, July 1st of next year.
Yeah, because I'm going to actually leave this date if this doesn't pan out.
If this doesn't, you're going to go, you're going to take a geographic. All right.
Yeah.
So from now until July 1st, you're going to talk and show him that you and he can raise 5 kids. He's talking from himself. If he's got the money and you're willing to mother his kids, 3, and you're 2, so there.
So that leads to my second question. You know how you
Which
said
is?
women have to feel good to do good?
They sure
and
do.
So in this dating relationship, because of the children and how he's like recently divorced, I feel like I do good a lot. Like
for who? For like, you, for him, for the kids?
The
who?
Kids. Yeah, like when I'm with the kids, it's like all about them. When I'm with him, he's like wounded. So I feel like I'm just constantly doing and performing.
You picked him. He's a man who's had a... Why did their family fall apart?
His side of the story is that she wanted to be a career woman.
I got
all
it.
All of a sudden.
Oh, too bad. I got it. Okay. So
yeah, she used to be a housewife, and now she wants to be a career woman.
I got it. That's sad. I'm very sad about that. So the kids lose. But you are you in love with him enough to be a woman with a career as a mother?
Yeah, I like being a mom. It's very
okay.
Natural to me.
So your part of the deal is you get to stay home with all 5 kids.
Yeah, he's agreed to that. He's fine.
All right.
He
so
can
that
afford
means
that.
He's okay. Then when are you going to want to get married? Is that July 1st?
Yeah, I think so. If he makes his decision, I'm pretty much ready to jump.
Is it going to be a big wedding, a little wedding? How much? He sounds overloaded
with stress.
It'll be a
small one.
What?
It'll be a small wedding.
But it'll be a wedding. All right, so your plan is, I want to be married by July 1st of next year. And then to get pregnant with the first of 2 babies, either
mm-hmm.
that or have twins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How does
okay.
that feel to you?
I am willing because I am having
no,
sex
I didn't
with
ask
him, so I'm
willing.
Already bonded.
That's not willing. I want to know how it feels, what I said.
I'm okay with it.
That's too intellectual. How do you feel about it?
I am content with that plan.
Okay. Because a little while ago, you felt overloaded with effort.
I just wasn't sure if there was a way to communicate to him that
the best way to communicate with a man is to tell him what the cost of not negotiating will be. And what you're saying, you're going to give him negotiable rights until July 1st. But if you're not married thereafter or then, you're leaving him. Is that correct?
Right.
You want those 2 kids that are yours. What?
So until July 1st, I just invest in the relationship.
You can continually reassure him about what you're willing to do for he and the 5 kids.
Right. And so still be Beta.
You're going to be a woman with five kids as a career.
Right. I'm okay with that.
You're not a doctor in training or some big job.
Oh, I already had my career, so I'm fine with putting that aside. I've already done the career.
What is your career?
I'm in the medical field.
Okay.
I've done it for over a decade.
After the five kids are grown, you'll go back to that.
Yeah, no problem. It's not a problem.
Good. Mm-hmm. So did you get what you needed in the way of structuring today?
Yeah, and then I'm going to let, do I tell him that date, July 1st, or can I keep that to myself, or how does that work?
He'll have to know before July 1st, but right now you're negotiating and supporting him in his anxiety as a mother. See, he may think that you want to be a career woman because you have a career. You want to be the opposite.
Yeah, I already had that discussion with him because that was his primary fear.
Oh, you already did? Great. Then all you've got to do is listen to him talking about getting married sometime between January and July.
Okay. Well,
you go for an engagement ring for Christmas?
But he hasn't decided whether he wants more kids or not.
I got it, but okay. But that would be the sign that he was considering it. To get a ring on your finger is not a wedding. If he refuses to get engaged for Christmas, that's now. Isn't that a signal that he still doesn't want your kids?
At this
You're planning
moment
on getting
now,
wedding in July. Getting married.
Yeah.
What?
At this moment, he says he's leaning toward not wanting. So I don't think
okay.
I'm going to get the engagement ring right now.
Then I want to be clear with you. You are going to give him a girlfriend, you, for January, February. What about March, April, May? When are you going to flag him about July 1?
In the spring.
That's evasive. I want a date. At the end of April, you're going to say, I'm very uncomfortable not being engaged. Especially since that means you don't want the kids.
Okay.
The engagement to him is a commitment to have two more kids.
Right.
Okay. Well, wouldn't it be nice if he knew that July's coming?
Okay.
And the way it comes is you say, I will stay as long as I'm comfortable. And I'm not comfortable.
Okay.
So the end of April is crisis time.
Okay.
What do you, how do you feel about that?
I'm not looking forward to April. But I like that plan. That's the plan I'm going to do. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Does that feel right for you?
Yeah, it does. It does. Mm-hmm.
So recite it, please, for us. What do you understand?
So I will be...
And remember,
I will
you can
be,
change it anytime you want. What?
Okay, so I will be his girlfriend. until end of April. And then,
okay.
Or, yeah, and then I will let him know that he needs to make a decision. Otherwise, I'm leaving.
Got it.
July.
And the decision is to get engaged, which is tantamount to agreeing to the two more kids.
Right. Okay.
All right? How does that feel to you?
It feels right.
It feels right for now.
Oh, God.
I want to know how you feel about it.
It feels content. It feels content for now. Yeah.
All right. Good. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Okay.
You
content.
See, there's four signs of a loser: evasive, secretive. If you loved me, you'd stay with me even if
Hello?
I don't give you the two kids.
Mm-hmm. Hold one moment, caller. Yeah.
All right. No, go ahead. Well,
all right, caller. Go ahead, Dr.
Go ahead.
All right, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. So,
what is it?
Two questions. One, I am recently engaged thanks to your tool.
Yay!
Yes, I'm excited. But he's not really telling anybody, like his family or his friends, and it makes me feel kind of weird. Do you have an explanation for that? I mean, he's a man, so I don't want to, like, you know, mother him and tell him, oh, why aren't you, you know.
Let me say this. When a man marries or promises to marry, you're engaged to him. What are you?
What am I?
Do you have a ring?
Yes.
Okay. When a man puts a ring on a woman in America, in India, it's a necklace. In some parts of Europe, he puts the ring on the right hand, not the left. You know, it's the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So when a man puts a ring on a woman's finger, what he's saying to the world is, I am responsible for this human being. And the problem with that is that it's scary to be responsible. So what he's doing is he's privately engaged to you till he gets used to being engaged to you, whereupon he will then share that. He's afraid of the responsibility. When women marry, they give up big hunks of their independence. And that's scary.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I get it. Number one,
if you didn't have a ring, a symbol of his commitment that he and you know, you see, I would be worried that he wasn't committed. But the fact.
So the reason why.
Yep.
The reason why I have a ring is because he asked me to marry him so we could move in together, and then a month and a half passed by, and I made an appointment with him and told him how I felt about not having a ring. So then he went out and got me a ring.
You know what? That's very loving, because to live with a man in this condition is not good. I don't approve of it.
Yes.
And the reason I don't approve, it's not in a man's best interest to have a free wife, because that woman acts like a mother to him. And a woman gets too resentful.
Mm-hmm.
You heard the darling about the five kids.
Yeah, I did.
And then you ruin the relationship.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't take it personal, the fact that he kind of drug his feet. Okay, okay.
Look,
I have the ring. That's what matters, right?
He's doing okay. Fine with I. He took care of your feelings, and he's doing good with you as a we. He just hasn't gotten to the us. In my new book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, Loving from the East to the West, the second book in that book is I-ness, the third is we-ness, and the fourth is us-ness. So he's having a little bit of problems with the responsibility of us.
Mm-hmm.
Being responsible.
And now his best friend, who he hangs on almost every word, doesn't approve of him being engaged. He wants him to kind of stay single and be a man whore. And should I'm offended by it. Should I just not?
I got news for you. None of your business is between
it's
the
none
men.
Of my business. Okay. Okay. All right. That's,
I want
that's what
you
I
to give your man credit for putting you in such high regard over
okay.
a best friend.
Okay. All right. The second part to my question is he likes to drink, and he becomes feminine
when
he drinks.
Does he get into trouble drinking?
So I'm waiting for it to happen. He's been driving
Wait a minute.
Drunk.
Who in your family is a drunk?
My dad.
Do you understand that you're putting your dad's problem onto this man? I asked you, is he getting into trouble drinking? And you said, not yet.
I'm waiting for it.
But see,
I am. He's
waiting.
Driving drunk
he
when
will
he drives
pick
sometimes.
Up on your, he will pick up on your disrespect for him for drinking.
Hmm. So I have an appointment to talk to him tonight because Tuesday he came home hammered. And he drove, and he even called
okay.
me. He's like, I'm really
okay.
drunk.
Okay, that you've given me evidence. Be sure you let him know you won't ever marry a drunk. Your
okay.
dad was one, and that's it.
Okay.
What he
All right,
did
so,
was
so,
strike one.
Okay.
Three strikes,
okay,
you're
so,
out.
Okay, so making the appointment, telling him how uncomfortable I am with it, that it's you know, a red, it's a line in the sand, that I'm not going to be okay with it. I'm still being
yeah,
feminine.
Yeah, I won't
like,
be able,
that down.
I will not be able to marry you.
Okay. Okay.
That
okay.
was strike one.
Okay. All right, perfect. I just needed that reassurance. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you
right.
so much.
Have a good
day. You too. All right. That is, that's, yeah, definitely, Dr. Allen, with the she did the right call, making that appointment.
Yes.
All right. I believe we have another caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi there. Yes.
Hello.
So I recently got dumped and I wanted some help dissecting it just a little bit. And if you, Dr. Allen, could give me a script if he contacts me again. So we were dating for about 2 months and I didn't originally know that he was separated, not divorced. He's from a country where it takes many years to get divorced. So I was willing to consider dating him, and things were going really well. And
Are
then
you sexual with him?
No, we were not.
You're not committed yet.
That's correct. It seemed like it was building toward that, but yeah, we didn't have a.
But
an
he's
agreement.
Married. He's married.
That's true. That is true. I didn't know that at first. It took him several weeks
to
tell me.
Are you willing to continue dating other men along with him?
Yes.
So tell him there will be no sex intercourse. There'll be affection, but mm-hmm. no intercourse. And I will continue to date until you are divorced.
Okay. Okay, so if he contacts me again, I can tell him that, basically.
Yeah, yet, I mean, I would hope you would, because that's, dating a married man is one yeah. of the more difficult things on the planet.
Yes. Yeah, if I had known from the get-go that he was separated, I would not have gone out with him in the first place.
I know that. Are
which is probably why he didn't tell you.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you bonded, ceremonially bonded? You've never had intercourse with him.
We never had intercourse, but I do feel a bit of a bond, yes.
All right. That's the bonding that young women have for their men, and older men have it for their young women.
Okay.
Anybody on estrogen, which is an older man and a younger woman, is bondable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
okay.
a big time problem.
Yeah. It took him several weeks to tell me that, so I was already bonding.
If you're willing to continue to date two other men beside him mm-hmm. until, has he filed for divorce?
Yes, but I don't understand in where he's from, like how convoluted it is, but he has.
Okay. Because the truth of the matter is men are not built for monogamy. And they yeah. like having wives and mistresses and girlfriends, if left to their nature by the women they love. So I strongly recommend you set boundaries for your sake, because it's going to take up years of your life to be in love with a married man.
Yes. I appreciate that. I think I needed someone to say that to me. That's helpful.
Thank
well,
you,
I don't
callers.
Want to waste years. Thank you.
Have a great holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Dr. Allen, we're at the end of our time together tonight. What have you got to say
okay.
before we go?
Yes. The way out of any negative feeling is a positive decision followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
Beautiful. We will be back one more time before the Christmas holiday, and we want to wish you all Merry Christmas, but we'll hear hopefully from you next Thursday. Until then, visit our website, www.drpatallen.com. Find products and how to sign up for webinars and seminars at, I'm sorry, not webinars, seminars, and at www.oneistore.com. Our schedule's on there. Sign up for our newsletter. We love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.